You know, certainly the meth issue is big, but the one I'll touch on briefly, because this gets a lot of attention to me, and that's the truck issue here in Marquette.
Okay.
And I guess the short story is we think we've got a solution ironed out, and we're going to work on that today and tomorrow. As much as I've told
when
people,
you say we, who are we looking at?
We, city, township, county, mining company.
Okay.
I've been involved. I know all the players. You know, I've been here long enough.
Right, right.
And I've told people I don't necessarily agree with the ordinance. I think it's good for my city and not good for my district, if that makes sense. And so I couldn't support it. However, I will tell you that I do have some serious feelings, and I had some serious feelings, because if you look at the infrastructure that, you know, the Eagle Mine, both with Kennecott and now with Lundin, what they've spent upgrading infrastructure in this county is tens of millions of dollars. So, for instance, Alger Delta, okay, Alger Delta Power Cooperative is going to sell a lot of power to the mine. They're going to make a lot of money. When that mine leaves, they're going to leave behind a hugely improved power infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was $8 some million, and the mine wrote the check to do it. So they have an asset. County Road 550, serious upgrades, 510. The roads up in Humboldt, the intersection at Target, you know, all these areas. Now, you look at the city of Marquette, they're not getting any of the tax benefits that these other communities are getting, that the county's getting, that Humboldt's getting, that Mishkegami Township's getting. They're not getting any of that. All they're getting asked to do is use their roads and then pay the bill when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where Marquette's rub is that, you know, you've written the check everywhere else. Again, tens of millions of dollars, and those are the people reaping the benefits, whether it's jobs or taxes. The city's not getting any of that, and they're going to be left behind with roads that need to be improved, because, you know, they say it's only, you know, 20% more truck traffic.
Sure.
But when you look at, Michigan allows the heaviest trucks in the nation on our roads. If you take a fully loaded heavy truck, this is according to an MDOT statistic, that truck does the equivalent wear of 5,000 automobiles to the roads. Well, those are going to be the most heavily loaded trucks. So if it's 80 trips a day, don't even count the empty runs, just count the full ones. That's the equivalent, 40 runs is equivalent to 200,000 cars a day. These city streets were not built to handle that load. So someone's going to have to pay. And if it's not the mining company, then, you know, do you want to pay an extra mill on your taxes?
So I personally don't know, but okay. I'm saying, you're saying is that there has been some sort of, no pun intended, inroads made here on this issue that we may hear in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I think you're going to see some stuff break. We've got a couple more meetings, but I think we've worked out a compromise that people can live with. It's going to be short-term solutions and long-term planning and solutions. So we've got a few more things to work out, but
well, it's good
keep calm. All's good.
Yeah, keep calm and keep driving, I guess. The word is that many parties are involved, so that's good. It's not just one group saying, here's our plan, now you follow it. It's many coming to the table.
Many, because look, regardless of the mine, I shared this with you earlier. I sat down with a luncheon with the licensed beverage folks, and I said, there is no way I'm going to allow Big Bay to run out of beer.
They'll get it there.
I mean, we can't do it, folks.
That's huge. That is absolutely true. Huge.
So it's not cutting off Big Bay and none of that. And, we could get into that discussion, but we're running out of time here this morning. But, again, we appreciate you coming in this morning, John. Good luck with all of this. And, as always, you're welcome to stop in and give listeners an update on what's going on in Lansing.
Well, I appreciate the time, guys. Thanks.